podcast where we endeavour to inspire you with educational topics,
as well as giving you insight into the Beacon life. We hope you enjoy.
We are pleased to welcome Mr. Ryan Stewart, Head of Pre-Prep, and Mrs. Claire Sharp, Head of Early Years here at the Beacon, who are going to give us some insight into the new nursery, which opened in September 2021.
Hello both, welcome. We've got a few questions that we've lined up to ask you, but I wondered if you could start off by telling us a bit of an overview of Little Beacons Nursery.
So the Little Beacons is a wonderful place, obviously. The idea for a nursery came about, well, we had such a wonderful reception and we thought, what could we do to be a little bit more helpful to the parents? So there was a lot of demand for places for three-year-olds, and therefore we decided to open a Little Beacons to fulfil this need.
So I understand that Little Beacons is an educational nursery. Can you talk us through this and explain the process that goes into the curriculum and what the key benefits are?
So young children learn in a variety of different ways, and we strive to provide a balanced environment to challenge and teach the children, both through play-based and adult-led activities. The play-based activities are very, very important, particularly for such young boys. Through those play-based activities, the children learn how to work as a team, they learn how to problem solve, show resilience and develop a really positive sense of self-esteem. The activities that we provide in the Little Beacons are a mixture of adult and child-led activities. When the children are more ready, when they've settled and they've become more familiar with the environment, more formal group activities are introduced to enhance their experiences, especially in phonics and maths. However, phonics and maths are embedded in the whole of the early years curriculum. Each term, there's a topic theme, which is developed with the staff from nursery and reception to ensure progression, and shared topics help the children to feel like they belong to the whole of the early years family.
Amazing.
I think there's a couple of things Claire mentioned there which really stand out. One of them is making sure that it is play-based, and certainly what we know about young boys is that they do learn through experiential play, making sure that there's a variety of provision out there to engage and motivate the boys. You know, boys don't particularly respond well at that age to whole class activities. So for example, I'm doing a maths input, then they go off to the table and complete an associated task. Some boys do show that readiness, but not all boys do. So when we are delivering the curriculum, we make sure we have carpet inputs, but we do have that adult-focused activity 3-4 times a day. Another piece that Claire mentioned is about the English and maths, and certainly one of the highlights of the package here at the Beacon is that we do have a very formal structure when it comes to teaching young boys about that English and maths, teaching them how to read, how to spell, and how to write. But we've got to be careful on that balance, because at the end of the day, these are young boys, and too much adult input can cause boys to become demotivated and disengaged. So you've got to make sure they've got a variety of experiences and making sure they're taking their learning forward and it's not just driven by the adults in the room. We're very blessed because we have very experienced adults down in the nursery, very experienced practitioners who know how to make sure they get the best out of the boys.
Can you tell us a bit about the ratio of education compared to adult-led play?
So every single activity that we do in the Little Beacons has its educational input, educational value. The child play is just as an important a learning opportunity as adult-led, because as we have already mentioned, through the child play, the children can meet their innate need to move, to explore, to seek adventure, to engage with the world, with their whole body, which is really important with little ones. It is the adult's role in the nursery to extend their learning further by provoking interest and challenge them and encourage deeper thinking and understanding. And as we've mentioned as well, the adult-led activities are equally important and are taking place in very small focus groups. And these activities will include things like the phonics and the maths and the cooking and the swimming and all those things that need specific skills that they need to learn.
And what I would say is you've got to have a fine balance between intervention and interference. So for example, when the boys are playing, it's making sure that if an adult is observing, they don't go over and interfere and disrupt the learning that's going on. And so we're very blessed, as I said, about the experience of our practitioners, that they know when to step in at the right time to take their learning forward. Because the last thing you want to be doing is disrupting the play, and when adults do that, the boy ends up walking off and doing something else, and that's not what it's about. And I think it's worth picking up as well that, you know, we do have four adults in the room with the boys all the time. And when I say in the room, that's both inside and outside play. And those four adults, you know, makes a wonderful ratio of around about 1 to 5 boys. And if you go to any other local setting, you will not see that.
We get to know the children really, really well. We get to know their families really, really well. We develop that relationship. And it's really important for the little ones to establish a really trusting environment and a trusting relationship with the grown-ups. And when they are happy and settled and they are really confident in the classroom because they trust the grown-ups there, that's when their learning will take off and they will gain more of the experience of coming to nursery.
So do the boys need to be able to read and write to be accepted into Little Beacon's nursery, and how advanced do the boys' communication skills need to be before they join?
So in answer to your question about being able to read and write before they even come to the nursery, my answer is no, these are very, very little boys. The children learn at their own pace and when they're developmentally ready. It is really important though that your son is more to do with the awareness of sounds and in the environment, can identify and discriminate sounds, can experience rhythm and rhyme and enjoys nursery rhymes and stories with repeated patterns and refrains. They're the building blocks of early phonics which are necessary before your son is ready to read and write. So we're not expecting them to come in and read and write in. And then as practitioners, we provide lots and lots of really good opportunities and activities to help them on their journey to become confident readers and writers. And this also includes fine motor skills, gross motor skills, to help them develop the actual muscles needed for reading and writing.
Just to add on to that point is, you know, any boy starting on their journey at the Beacon has to go through an assessment, which is quite gentle in its approach. And there's three strands to it. The first one is an attainment piece, making sure one of them is that the boys are where they should be for their age. A boy coming into this environment that is not quite where he should be may find it very challenging, and I do think that's very unkind to put a boy through that that journey. The second piece is about general behaviours, so making sure the boys are kind and they're gentle in their play. And the third piece is about learning behaviours, so what I like to hear, certainly Claire and the team as well, is making sure the boys are showing, you know, those communication skills, skills of resilience and collaboration, working together, boys bringing their own ideas, and that critical thinking piece. So, yeah, when it comes to reading and writing, it's always a bonus if a boy can come holding his pencil, but we are not expecting it.
Okay. And to answer your question about the communication, your son will get the most out of the Little Beacons if he is able to listen to and follow very simple instructions. We do encourage the children to interact with the adults and their peers, and we will help them develop the confidence to express their feelings and needs. So we will help them develop their communication skills.
So how do you approach helping the boys transition in moving up the years?
Well, the Little Beacons Nursery is housed in the early years building, so the boys are very, very familiar of all of the early years team, including the reception staff. And we also regularly visit the reception classrooms. We pop in, we pop out, we say hello to everybody throughout the whole of the year, so they develop the confidence and the security of that they know where the environment is. The Little Beacon staff, again, help ensure that there's a really detailed handover to the reception team, so they will get to know the children just as well as we do, and this ensures that there's a smooth transition into their new classroom. It's familiarity.
Yeah. How do you encourage creativity and confidence within the boys?
So I would say that the confidence comes from the boys being really happy and settled in their nursery environment. Because when they're happy and settled, their confidence will blossom and grow, and they do blossom and grow in a really trusting environment and very nurturing environment. So when they settle in, the staff really prioritise and get to know the children really, really well. They get to know each of the children individually, and they get to know their families really well. The staff greet the children at the door, and there's always an opportunity for parents to speak to the staff. So that's all to help with the confidence, so that they'll be very keen. Once they're confident, they'll be keen and willing to learn and more able to engage in all the activities. The creativity bit spans across the whole of the provision of the nursery and includes activities that can encourage the children to be creative in a variety of ways. This is not necessarily arts and crafts, because they can be creative through role play, through crafts, through sensory activities. We have a workshop area which have hammers and nails, and they all love pretending to be builders. We have investigation station, that's an area that we change, also depending on the season. So, for example, in the autumn, we had magnifying glasses, we had all sorts of crunchy leaves and conkers and pine cones. But it's just, children do show and their creativity in different ways, so it's just giving them the opportunities that, and just to encourage them to have a go at anything. Nothing is wrong, just have a go. And if they're confident, then they will have a go.
Yeah, I think probably the most powerful one is about those secure, safe relationships that the boys have with those peers and adults. And we're very lucky that the boys get to meet a whole variety of adults across the whole school when they have those relationships, because schools ultimately are built on feelings and relationships that they do feel safe and secure and they're more willing to learn. And also they've got so many opportunities and experiences, and the team down in Little Beacons make sure that it's always exciting and engaging, and there's always things changing, so when they do come into school in the morning and they enter into the classroom, there's something that will capture their imagination and their curiosity. And that's so powerful for these young ones, because sometimes it can be quite daunting leaving mummies and daddies at the door, but they come in so willingly and so happy, don't they?
So in our last podcast, we spoke to Mr. Phelps and Mr. Detra about their views on single-sex education. I'd just be interested to know what your opinion is, particularly from a younger boy perspective.
So I think there's two pieces to this for me. The first one is that we're very value-driven in our approach here. So for young boys, we do teach them about respect and tolerance. And when we think about what's going on in society in the local papers about, you know, the Me Too movement, everyone's invited movement, I think that's very, very powerful to be teaching young boys about respect and ultimately about consent as well. The other piece is that we are able to challenge those gender stereotypes. And so, for example, in reception at this term, we've got a garden club. Now, I'm pretty sure if you go to a co-ed school and you offer a gardening club, I think it will be filled with very few boys. In fact, here, we were maxed out and we were oversubscribed. The same with our gymnastics as well. If you go to a co-ed school, gymnastics is often seen very negatively amongst boys. But again, we're oversubscribed, and it is actually part of the curriculum. The boys absolutely love taking part of it. And that's true to the choir as well. Go to another co-ed school, and you get a small sprinkling of boys in the club. But here, we're oversubscribed. So I think it's very powerful putting boys together, because they don't have those the stigma or the stereotypes to prevent them from taking on new challenges or things that are deemed too girly.
Mm-hmm. Also, research has shown that boys learn differently to girls. So at the Little Beacons, us as teachers, we understand how the little boys learn, and the activities and experiences reflect their interests and needs. So we can tailor our curriculum specifically to what they want to learn and what their interests, where their interest lies.
Amazing. Right.
Thank you very much, guys.
Really, it was a pleasure. It was lovely chatting to you.
Thank you. Thank you.